Throwing money at our broken healthcare system won't fix it, but this solution might. By Eugene Litvak. September 29, 2025. 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time. Two disturbing trends now confront Americans and their healthcare. Treatment costs and avoidable deaths are both on the rise. Consequently, the healthcare debate focuses on improving quality of care and cutting costs. The word efficiency is mysteriously absent. Of course, we want to reduce the number of deaths. More than 500 patients in the U.S. die from hospital error every day. On the other hand, we seem to be unable to get rid of our predilection for throwing money at every healthcare problem. For example, the government's new MAHA plan intends to introduce new programs for improving children's health. But the government also plans to cut healthcare spending in a way that has the potential to adversely affect this goal. There are ways the U.S. can both improve quality of healthcare and reduce its cost. First, a connection between quality and cost must be established by providing a price tag for each new intervention. Imagine that you go to an automobile dealership to buy a new car and you are offered several options based on reliability, safety, and other features, but that you will not be provided with the price for the car until you commit to buying it. Impossible. This is exactly what we are doing in healthcare. We won't be able to find any solution to this challenge unless we use the science of operations management that is employed by all industries, except healthcare and education. In healthcare, due to decades of cost-plus reimbursement, there have been no incentives for efficiency. Hospitals, for example, react only to the visible outcomes of a dysfunctional healthcare delivery system, emergency room overcrowding, nursing shortages, rather than addressing their cause. We can't afford this wasteful practice. I said this 25 years ago. To achieve maximal cost effectiveness in healthcare, we must understand the complete dynamics of patient interaction with all components of the delivery system and their mutual interdependencies. Since then, nothing has changed except that now we can no longer afford to throw money at every healthcare problem. Unfortunately, this is not the only major problem in healthcare delivery. How would you react if you learned that a pharmaceutical company had a drug that cures cancer and substantially reduces mortality, but was hiding this medication? We are already criticizing Big Pharma, and rightly so, for the inflated prices of their products. But what if we learned that they were hiding these products while those who need them were suffering and dying? We wouldn't tolerate that. It doesn't have to be this way. There is a proven methodology that hospitals can use to manage patient flow, which is key to significantly alleviating patient mortality, emergency room overcrowding, and nursing shortages. It also could reduce hospital costs alone by $200 billion annually. At one hospital, patient flow management saved more than $100 million annually. The health and cost benefits of efficient patient flow management have been known for 25 years. During these years, not a single criticism of or doubt in the validity of this approach has been raised. And yet, as journalist Mark Taylor discusses in his 2023 book, Hospital, Heal Thyself, one brilliant mathematician's proven plan for saving hospitals, many lives, and billions of dollars, only a few healthcare organizations have implemented it. Perhaps many healthcare provider organizations aren't aware of this approach. If that is the case, whose responsibility is it to inform them and incentivize or demand its implementation? The federal government could. The Department of Health and Human Services, for example, or the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or the U.S. Senate. Moreover, the media seems more interested in describing the symptoms of inefficiency, patient safety, emergency room overcrowding, nursing shortages, the low quality of care, than in advocating for proven solutions to these challenges. We're desperately looking for solutions, but once a solution is found, we ignore it and keep looking for new ones. In the meantime, Americans' healthcare suffers. If nothing changes, our ailing healthcare delivery system will not survive the next pandemic. The endless and useless debates over what is more important, the quality of care or its cost, must end. Only then will Americans have a chance to enjoy a healthcare system that works efficiently and for their benefit. Eugene Litvak is the president and CEO of the Nonprofit Institute for Healthcare Optimization and adjunct professor at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. More. This is the key sticking point as a government shutdown looms. Also read, Hospitals save lives. Now here's how they can save Medicaid and Medicare.